I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion. In search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Henry Hewitt and as always I'm joined by
Elliot Holman.
So as you can tell by the title of this episode or the thumbnail if you're watching on YouTube, we have two very special guests to introduce later on in the show. But first of all, we need to get to the nitty gritty. It's what you all want to hear. We're all on edge. What's happening? Elliot, Bryony's due date is about to come. We all know it's the day of the All-Star game. How is she? How are you? Are you ready to leave this podcast at any time to go to the hospital?
Yeah, I've kept my shoes on, which I'm not normally allowed on the carpet. Nothing to report as yet. It's definitely getting closer. I sent you a picture the other day of her on all fours in the living room, almost mooing. I'm thinking, this is definitely it. This is definitely it. But no, we're all good. It's all fine. I would like it to hurry up a little bit, though. You know, All-Star game, Leagues Cup. I'd like to get it out, get home, get settled. Ready for my paternity leave. But yeah, no, so far, so good, but nothing to report.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Good that she's doing well. And yeah, we all can't wait for her to give birth and you to become the first MLS UK show dad. Of course, it'd be my turn later in the year in October. We really do. We haven't planned this very well, have we? Because you've planned yours for All-Star / Leagues Cup. I've planned mine for the end of the season when the playoffs start.
Have we mentioned that you're going to be a dad? Have I forgotten?
No, we didn't. I mentioned on Instagram, Poppy mentioned it as well, but I didn't want to take the shine away from you, Elliot. It's all about you until the baby's born, then it can be my turn. But yes, if for those who don't know, Poppy, who does the kit reviews, is pregnant and we will be having our first child at the same time. So your child will be 3 months older than mine, which is, it's going to be a very different season next season.
I'm really relieved. I thought we'd announced it and I'd just completely forgotten, but I just didn't mention it because I thought, well, you've not said anything, so I won't say anything.
Yeah, well, you're nice to do that. And to be honest, I don't know. We've just not mentioned it. I think when we found out, it was at the start of the MLS season. So obviously everything's really busy. Poppy's busy doing a kit reviews as well. So I guess it just passed our mind. But yeah, so we are both becoming dads before MLS Cup. We were saying that now, whereas before, sometimes we'd text each other during the matches, sometimes we'd wake up to text from the other person because somebody's fallen asleep. We now know for at least the next 12 months to 18 months, we'll both be up at that time because the babies have got us up. But at least we've got a reason to stay up and watch MLS now, which is great.
I also think it's fine when they're babies. But thinking back to when we were younger and when we were kids, I think I'd find it weird if my dad was staying up. If I'm like 10 and my dad's staying up till 4 watching like random football on the TV, I think I'd find that weird. I don't know at what age we have to sort of tail this off.
Yeah, well, it's also not very good because if I remember when I was that age and I was trying to sneak down in the middle of the night, maybe to get a snack or, you know, a drink or something, maybe to watch a bit of TV myself. Yeah, it's not very cool if your dad's still up at 3 a.m. Watching MLS. Although they can come and watch it with us. We could have a bit of a watch party.
I think it's time to move on. I don't want to know what you were sneaking downstairs to watch on TV.
Good point. Very good point. But yeah, so that's our news. So thank you for any new viewers or listeners who have who are just here for Taylor Twellman and Bradley Wright Phillips who have indulged that. But yeah, Elliot will become a dad in the next, hopefully in the next week or so. Yeah, we'll have our first MLS UK show, baby. The MLS UK show juniors, that podcast will start as soon as they can talk. So in the next 2 years. So stay tuned. But moving on to the actual subject of this podcast. Unfortunately for you, Elliot, we got asked to go down to London to chat with them. And with Bryony about to give birth, it would have been a bit ropey, wouldn't it? You coming down. Trains are unpredictable as well. If anything had happened, yeah, it just... I for one, am glad that you weren't there because I don't think I could deal with the anxiety coming from you if you were in London and Bryony's like, I'm about to give birth.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, Taylor and Bradley. I've just got to nip off. I'll be back in 20 years. Yeah, no, I think if you know this country and you know the trains and how and getting to London and getting around London, yeah, smart move. But I was gutted to not be a part of it. But I'm going to hear it now with everybody else because I haven't heard it yet, so I'm excited.
Yeah, so it was such a great day. Apple asked us both, but then obviously me. To come down to London to chat with them. And we also had a bit of a presentation on MLS season pass, which, I mean, it's so funny because going into a room, there's about 10 people in this room. And these people, you're introducing yourself. And I'm like, they're like, oh, well, where are you from? So I said, I'm MLS UK show, a podcast about MLS. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm from GQ. Oh, I'm from Amazon. And I'm like, am I meant to be here? Am I in the wrong meeting? No, it was to celebrate, for, in our case, MLS season pass and to promote it in their cases. But I've got to say, as another self-indulgent moment, it, just to sit back and, you know, I know you feel the same, even though you weren't there, to sit back and be like, we are in this room with these well-respected publications invited by Apple to with Taylor Twellman and Bradley Wright Phillips. It was a bit of a pinch me moment and a moment that I was very proud of where we've got to in this podcast and hopefully the start of where we're going to get to as well.
Yeah, no, too right. I'm yet to hear the interview. It might be terrible. I doubt it is. But no, it's a real, really surreal moment. Like we didn't start this to turn it into what it has become, I don't think. So certainly very, very happy accident that it's gone so well. And yeah, like, GQ are never going to want to interview me, so that's as close as we're going to get.
I'd like to think it's a good interview. Bradley Wright Phillips calls me a snake during it, so there's a bit of a teaser of what's to come. But let's not tease anymore, let's hear it. So here's what happened when I went down to London to chat with MLS season passes and MLS legends Bradley Wright Phillips and Taylor Twellman.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK show.
Hello, welcome to the MLS UK show. Now, of course, as you can see, I'm not in the studio. I'm not even on Zoom. I'm in London for a very special reason, and I'm joined with two very special MLS legends, Bradley Wright Phillips, Taylor Twellman. Welcome to the MLS UK show.
Thanks for having us. Is this your mom's basement?
I wish. Now, Taylor, of course, you've been on the podcast before. This is your second time. Bradley, your first one. So
welcome, Bradley.
Yeah. Next time, we'll get you a hat-trick ball next time you're here.
Maybe his first one.
But we're here in London. Now, we just had a meeting and Taylor, you were saying that Bradley's accent is going. So Bradley, do you have to come back to London every now and again, top up the accent?
I need to come back more. I had a friend that come back to visit me in New Jersey recently and he said that my accent's changed. And I was arguing with him, I was like, it hasn't. But then I was on TalkSport earlier and I said a few things and I'm like, this don't sound good. No. Nah, this doesn't sound good, so I've got to try and get back early.
You know, now he sounds like what he is, Jersey trash.
Yeah. Don't listen to him on my New Jersey, man.
So we are here to talk about a very exciting summer in MLS. I guess there's one place to start, and it's with an Argentinian.
Thiago Amaro. Well, yeah. Fantastic player. It's unbelievable.
He is.
He's going to be sold for $30 million. It's great. See, what do you know? MLS is calling me right now, jumping out to bring it up.
He is a fantastic player, but it's not the one we're talking about. Leo Messi. It's about a month since the announcement now. As we head in towards his first game, what's the excitement been like in the States, especially amongst those, maybe those soccer fans who, well, let's call them the Euro snobs, who aren't necessarily into MLS. Do you think we can convert some of them?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it's going to do. If you've been stubborn to tune into MLS up until now, if Messi doesn't make you do it, then you don't like football. I think he will bring so much exposure to the league and to the already good players we have in the league.
I think many people, including yourself, will pinch yourself that Messi's playing in Major League Soccer, right? Because you'll look at it and say, this really happened. This was always the pipeline dream for so many people in and around the league. Quite honestly, for anyone in the United States, because they're now going to have the ability to see the greatest player of all time play for the next 2.5 to 3 years of his career before he hangs it up. There's just a wonderful opportunity here that I think very few of us thought actually was going to happen.
Now, we were in a meeting before this, and you, Bradley, said playing with Thierry Henry made you a better player. Are you jealous that you won't be getting on the end of some of them through balls?
Honestly.
Yeah, because you act like Thierry Henry didn't play good balls.
I was getting some decent service. Some okay service, but there's not many things I'll come out of retirement for, but if you could, I would listen if you said to me, listen, one game you play up front and Messi's behind, unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a lucky kid going to get to do that.
So. Oh, like I think of Kramaski right now. Yeah. Oh, like all these young guys. I mean, the last Miami game, they had 6 homegrowns playing.
Yeah.
Those 6 homegrowns.
Two of them were on the score sheet.
Exactly. Yeah. In those 6 homegrowns with Tata Martino, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, and Lionel Messi, yeah. And mind you, any of the other players that come in starting January 1st when they've got their roster rules better, they've got more, you know, money to spend and whatnot, I'd be jealous of the 18-year-olds too.
Yeah. So you are here to talk about Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. Of course, we've been listening to you, Taylor. We've been watching you, Bradley. Just how, I mean, as a fan, especially a fan in the UK, this has changed the game. Like, Bradley, you'll know that we had one match a weekend.
Yeah.
It was as if you were streaming it off a dodgy site, you know, the quality of it. Yeah. Now we've got Apple TV. As you guys who are a part of it, just how much has it changed just MLS in general and the way we consume it?
It's the ultimate game changer for me. It's just getting everything you want on one match day, in one evening. Anything I want to do, like I mentioned earlier, I watch my team play. I can watch the interviews after. I can watch a documentary. I can do key players. I can watch a 360 show if I don't have a team. There's nothing I can't do or see on that weekend.
How many times have you watched the Bradley Ray Phillips iconic players thing? One.
I haven't watched it, but you can go out and watch that. And
he's full of it, by the way. He's watched it 100 times.
But so many different things you can watch on there and get clued up about it.
I think the quality. You know, I just think the synergy between Apple being involved and then the quality they have with certain things technology-wise, I just think it's a lot of things that have now come to a head, so to speak, for Major League Soccer to be at the precipice of real growth. And that's going to come with 2026, the FIFA Club World Cup, Copa America, like the next 3 years, Leagues Cup debuts in a couple weeks. Like the things, it's going to be literally growing exponentially over the next 4 or 5 years. And I think Apple's allowing that because, like you said, it's 1080p. The quality's there. The audio's there. You can watch it. 107 countries plus can watch Apple MLS on Apple TV whenever they want, right? That just wasn't the case. You had to have, I won't bring it up, pirate streams over here the way you guys did to find stuff. Now you don't have to.
Yeah, it's so much easier. So new MLS fans in the UK, you don't know what we had to go through. You
no
don't
idea.
Know the struggle.
I know. The Wi-Fi in mom's basement.
So you mentioned there about the World Cup coming up, the FIFA World Club Championship as well. As, you know, obviously, you know, you've been watching soccer for a long time. As an American, how proud are you at the moment?
Just call me old. Do you know what that?
It was a very, very polite way of saying it. But as a, you know, as one of the OGs in MLS, I guess we can call you as well. Yeah. How proud are you right now of where soccer is with home, you know, with your own league and what's happening in the
States? I just think for the longest time people said soccer's the sport of the future. I just think the future's now. And I think it's finally here. You know, my father played in the NASL, so he heard that, the beginning of it, Pelé, Beckenbauer, Best, Cruyff, all those guys that came over. But then it went away. The NASL didn't take advantage of it. 94 World Cup comes, 99 Women's World Cup comes. Then all of a sudden MLS starts, you know, snowballing, and then the Women's League. It's just no longer the future. It's now, it's the present. And I think all of us that have had a small, small part of it, there are generations before me that have been waiting for this moment. I just think everyone's going to come together and be like, now we can take a deep breath and let this thing grow and really get off its feet.
Speaking of the future, we've got the League's Cup coming up as well very soon. A very unique thing, I would say, in world soccer. What should we look forward to in that? Because we've had a taster of it with the All-Star Games against Liga MX. Is it going to be as competitive as what those All-Star Games?
Just before you go into it, because you're a historian, you know everything. Just know, honestly, the how competitive Mexico against USA is unbelievable. It's something I didn't know before I got to the to New York. I didn't understand it, but it's crazy. It's impossible that it's not competitive.
Agreed. 1,000%. I was going to answer, and he learns well.
So which teams would you put as favorites? Because I guess we're all going into the unknown.
Well, we are, though, because what we don't know is the impact of the Liga MX teams just coming off their preseason, just getting into the thick of things. So who knows what they look like? MLS teams are in the thick of it. They're in the grind. Injuries are a part of it. You've got Gold Cup team. You know what I mean? So there's no one really knows what's going to go on. Naturally, you look at it and say, well, LAFC is going to have something to say. Tigres is going to have something to say. The teams that do well in CONCACAF Champions League, I think this is going to be different. I just do, because I think some teams may not take it on the level that they need to, because they may not have the players available. And other teams may be like, wait a minute, this is real prize money. CONCACAF Champions League berth, which we know how valuable that keeps coming every year. I don't know who I would handicap as the team to be to watch.
It's tough.
It is. Yeah. And the transfer window. That's what people forget, right? We talk about Messi, but what does Nashville do? Nashville has an opportunity to do something real special to put next to Hani Mukhtar. So, honestly, my man, I don't know how to handicap who's going to win this thing.
And I guess, whereas in the CONCACAF Champions League, people would say that one of the reasons why MLS hasn't been successful is because they're doing it at the start of the season. Yes. It's completely different now, as you said. So maybe MLS could go on a run of winning this for next year.
I think MLS could. I also think CONCACAF Champions League, that was the old excuse. I don't think that's coming anymore, because I think MLS teams are starting to figure out the season starting a little earlier. Mm-hmm. LAFC should have won it. Yeah, they just they didn't. Leon was the better team. Yeah. But all in all, LAFC were missing four starters, injuries and whatnot, and they didn't play well. Yeah. So I just think, let me put it this way. Liga MX is nervous about MLS and its growth over the last 3 years.
They're not better anymore. When I first got here, they were. And
just because the money, the way they could build rosters, it's different. It still is different, but MLS is doing a better job of finding the right talent.
And finally, before we go, Bradley, of course, MLS All-Star, is around the corner against Arsenal, who you support. Obviously, we know who your dad is as well. Yeah. Are you rooting for? Are you rooting for MLS?
Man City, for the youth-wise?
You're a snake, bro. You can't ask me that on here.
MLS All-Stars. You're rooting for Arsenal, aren't you?
Nah, there's no points on the line.
Yeah.
If there were points on the line, you'd be rooting for Arsenal?
We don't have to talk about it. There's no points on the line.
I'd have more respect for you if you said right now you would root for Arsenal.
Okay,
if there were points online,
there's points on the line, that's what I'm saying, of course.
Okay.
Like MLS All-Stars, though, I just want it to be a great game.
Okay.
I wanted Bayern Munich to beat the snot off of you guys in the MLS All-Star. Yeah, just because I wanted to look at you after the game and go, you guys weren't that good. Instead, Pep and Caleb had their
it's a beef, yeah.
Did you score a goal in that All-Star game?
I could have. Go look it up. MLS All-Stars 2014.
Yeah. You can look up 2005 when I was MVP, but you should
There was no YouTube.
Well, if only it was 20 years later and you could watch it on Apple TV.
Go shut your face.
Guys, thank you so much for chatting. And it's honestly...
Mom!
The meatloaf!
Honestly, season pass has changed the game and you should be very proud of being part of it.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The MLS UK Show.
So there we go. That was my chat with Bradley Wright Phillips and Taylor Twellman of MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. It was a pleasure to go down to London and chat with them. Nice guys. As we said in the interview, it's Taylor's second time on the podcast. And I mean, a guy like Taylor Twellman, I go into the room because we had a bit of a presentation beforehand, so you could see I was there. And then afterwards, they were like, oh, Henry, you know, come into this room, do the... have you chat with them, and you go in and I'm like, okay, I'm going to introduce myself to Taylor Twellman. Bradley Wright Phillips never been on the podcast, so that's a new meeting, but well, he's been on the podcast. I will remind him, but you know, I just think just be polite and introduce yourself. I walked in, said, I am Henry. And he said, I know, I've been on the podcast before. I was like, oh, what a guy.
He thinks you've forgotten that he's been on the podcast now. That's awkward.
No, I said afterwards, I was like, yeah, you're on our 100th episode. Brilliant to chat to them. Brilliant to be invited down by Apple as well. I was so grateful. They gave me some goodies. But the thing I was most excited about was this. Finally got one of these scarves, these season pass scarves, which is, it was great. So, it was a great day. And you know what? And we don't have to say this, you know, that they haven't said, oh, can you be nice to us? Genuinely, you know, I said to them, for us in the UK, compared to what we had before, which was like the odd game, or maybe two games a weekend, the Apple coverage has just been a game changer. You know, like, especially like, you know, being able to watch every game. Bradley's show as well, where it shows all the goals. It has changed the game, hasn't it, for us?
Literally changed the game. It's really easy to look at us and think, oh yeah, well, they're teaming up with Apple to say how great it is. Not the case at all. It was so difficult. It's hard enough staying up that late, let alone tracking down games, watching them in terrible quality on Sky or stream, or like, it's just easier for everyone. And I hope more of world football goes down this route, to be honest, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, they did say in the presentation, like, I think Taylor said it was like, you know, you guys in England, you can't watch every Premier League game, which for anyone in the States, that is genuinely true. You know, there are some matches in the Premier League we can't watch. If it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, which probably be about 10 o'clock Eastern time, maybe in the States, those games that all kick off at that time, we can't watch them on TV. There's a blackout. We have to wait till a highlight show at night. So for us to be watching a league that is thousands of miles away, where we can literally watch every single game, it's changed the game. And hopefully for us in England anyway, hopefully the Premier League are watching and they'll change their deal in the next few years so we can have that here.
Absolutely. Game changer. It's been really fantastic. And thank you to them for giving us this access and the opportunity to chat. Hopefully I won't miss it next time. But we've also got loads more to chat about, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Hopefully the next time we get asked down will be in October, so you can go and I'll have to still be here waiting with Poppy. But yeah, you're right. Since we've last released an episode, there's been tons to talk about in MLS. Just a quick one, a quick note for next year, because we mentioned in the interview, All-Star Game is next week. Next year, it's going to be in Columbus, which is exciting. It's one of our favourite stadiums looking from the outside, isn't it?
Yeah, really utilising the new stadiums, which, you know, setting a new standard in this league. You know, everybody's talking about Messi, and obviously prior to that, some of the huge names like Toronto brought last season. Feels like we're constantly rolling, but, you know, you've got the Nashville Stadium, you've got the Austin Stadium, the Cincy Stadium, Columbus. There's some really, really fantastic soccer-specific stadiums being built, and we're going to utilise them for one of the best nights of the year for me, the All-Star Game.
It definitely is. And it's interesting you say those teams that have just really, you know, just had new stadiums and just moved into them, because I've seen this week that Stan Kroenke is looking at Colorado Rapids potentially moving into a new stadium. He's been looking at plots of land around Colorado. For you, is this what Colorado need? Because they had a good season a few years ago, but they kind of stagnated since then. Is this just a shot in the arm that they need to take them into the playoff level?
Yeah, I don't. I'm always conscious when I say about them not being like a fashionable team. That doesn't matter to me. I need, and it doesn't matter to Henry. You know, we love this league, and I love watching teams like Colorado. We were just talking before we started recording about watching Houston. I felt like I hadn't watched enough of them. So, you know, catching up on Apple TV, it doesn't bother me. But I think in terms of marketing, in terms of Colorado growing, you know, obviously being in the league for years and years and years, I think it's really crucial that they start to try to keep pace with the likes of Columbus, who are also, you know, an original side, but they feel like they're years ahead of someone like Colorado, and that shouldn't be the case. So I think this is a really nice move if they can pull it off.
Yeah, exactly. And what people forget is Stan Kroenke is a very wealthy man. He's one of the more wealthiest sports owners in the world, let alone MLS. And I think we've seen with Arsenal, a few of the fans were upset with Arsenal a few years ago, not spending the money that they were seeing being spent elsewhere. They seem to be addressing that now with some of the signings they're making and some of the money that's being spent. Maybe also now he's looking at thinking, right, well, what about my other soccer team? What about Colorado? How do we get them to the top of MLS? And, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods Park is a good stadium. It's a soccer-specific stadium that we love. However, I think for Colorado, that next step, it would help to be in a bigger stadium, a more fashionable one, one that's along the lines of what we've seen with Austin and Columbus and Cincinnati. So, potentially exciting times ahead for Colorado. Exciting times ahead as well for Austin. They've just announced the new sporting director, Rodolfo Borelli. Fans of the Premier League may recognise him as being a former assistant to Pep Guardiola. And I guess if you're going to look at one team in European soccer right now who you can take someone from and take their ideas and put them into your team, Manchester City are probably that team at the moment. So this could be a good thing for Austin.
Yeah, Manchester City, don't forget as well, have done so much. Obviously, Pep is incredible, and we've seen Arteta working with Pep has really served him well, almost to Pep's detriment this season, last season. But I also think Manchester City have got so much right in general off the field. You know, building the Etihad campus that they've got there, the development for the academy. They are across everything. Everything's perfect. I know it all comes down to money. I understand that, but he will go there knowing that in an ideal world, what he wants to create in Austin, in Texas, and it will be up to the club to, you know, facilitate that financially. But he's going to go there with some incredible ideologies that are really, really going to boost a club that's already got a lot going on.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, they had a slow start to the season, but you look at them as we speak, they're in fifth in the table. They've won quite a few games in the, if you're going to split the first half of the season into two halves, so I guess it would be the first two quarters of the season. The second quarter has been better for Austin than the first quarter, if you get what I'm trying to say there. So they've got a few players back. They're getting back to that sort of team that we were used to last season. So this is just another bit of a something going around the club that's positive. And I think Austin showed last year they have a good team. They've got a good structure. They've got a great fan base. And it's just about, you know, putting in little bits of a jigsaw now. And I think this is definitely a part of that. And as I said before, you know, if you're going to look at any football club in the world right now, especially in Europe, Manchester City are the ones that you're going to look at. Maybe NYCFC will be looking in a few years and thinking we missed the opportunity with that one. So good luck to Austin, and we'll await and see what happens in the future with them. In the immediate future, though, Franco Ibarra, he's moved to Toronto, has finally gone through. He's going to be on loan till the end of the season, although he was not happy about this. Did you see all this? He's not started well with his new team after he called them the worst team in MLS.
I mean, I think if Messi would have said it, he'd have had a strong argument as well, to be honest. it's difficult, isn't it? I keep thinking, like, these players who are joining teams like Miami and Toronto, I'm sure the mentality is, I'm going to get them out of this. But it's the longer the season goes on, obviously, like, you know, we're nearly halfway through July now, and I'm thinking, well, Messi's still not arrived. The job isn't getting any easier, is it?
No, it's not. And, I mean, Ibarra, he had a go at Carlos Bocanegra as well. He said that he's been called a vital part of a team. He's played 17 matches already, and yet he gets loaned out because of the roster rules with under-22s. But, yeah, I think there's also, you've got to have a respect there, a respect for your new team. And, you know, you may look and say, yeah, he has a point. And these players that are signing for Miami, Toronto, you know, teams at the bottom of the conferences, yeah, you can look and go, are they going to be totally happy? Well, maybe not Miami because they're getting to play with Messi. But if you're signing for Toronto right now, are you going to be totally happy? Possibly not. However, you are still playing with Insigne. You are playing for a well-established brand in MLS. You are playing for a good fan base. So for me, yeah, you've got to have that respect there. If you think that, keep it closed doors. Talk to your agent about it. But going public, going to The Athletic and saying it is a bit of a bad taste. And he's going to have to hit the ground running, because if he doesn't, then I think Toronto fans are going to be getting on his back.
Toronto in general, you know, they need him to hit the ground running. I think we've talked before, you know, their roster's not awful. The tools were there for Bob Bradley. So, you know, they definitely need to get things moving in the right direction pretty quickly.
Right, finally, on the show this week, just as we look forward to the incoming of Lionel Messi, remember in the next month, we are into July now, in the next month, he would have played in the League's Cup. He'll be about to be playing in MLS for the first time. However, for now, as we anticipate his arrival, one of the referees has been coming out in an interview and said that after remembering what happened to David Beckham when he came and some of the tackles he were getting, referees need to be protecting Lionel Messi. Toledo has said this. Elliot, do you agree with him? Or, I mean, Messi's a big boy now. Should he just get on with it?
I don't think he should be receiving any special treatment, if I'm honest. Huge Messi fan, but I think as a league, we need to get a grip on the league's progressed way too much to have that kind of Sunday league approach to, oh, just hit him hard, let him know you're there. Like, come on, it's 2023. We're way past that. I know Bolton haven't quite changed that approach yet, but I really think consistency in MLS is something that's massively lacking in the officiating. There's absolutely no way that you can disagree with that. Even with VAR, you know, VAR is great, but then we're making different decisions based on what we're seeing. And so I just think let's have a proper look at how we approach officiating in MLS. And he shouldn't need to be treated any differently. If players are hurting players and not getting sent off for it, then, you know, that needs looking at more than just specifically Messi.
Yeah, I think it was different with Beckham. You know, Beckham was a great player, but his game was slightly different. Obviously, his respect in the football world at that time was mainly about, even though he'd pretty much won everything, it was still brand Beckham, whereas I think Messi's respect, he has built a brand for himself, but I think his respect is about what he's done on the pitch, you know, the greatest player arguably of all time. So I think it will be different. I can understand why players were looking at that time thinking, well, I'm earning, I don't know, $500 a week and this guy's earning $500 a second. Yeah, you know, so I'm going to let him know I'm there. Whereas now I think Messi will have a bit more respect. There will be players that will, you know, try and hack him down. And if he gets past them, there's a bit of a silky skills and it's, they're going to get frustrated. But I think overall the respect for Messi will be that these players will look and go, I want to impress Lionel Messi, not by tackling him and hacking him down, by being good at my job, by putting in a great performance. And that's something that Miami are going to have to get past, because every team will raise the game. But also, I think it has changed. So I'd be very surprised if that's the, you know, if that's what, you know, if that's what players are going to start doing with him. Also, as well, as we know, every team has bought into this. Every team is contributing to Lionel Messi playing in MLS. So I don't think these teams are going to be entirely happy if another player puts in a tackle, injures Messi, and then he can't play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, true. Although it would help them win MLS Cup, so we'll see.
It will. It will indeed. Right, well, that's almost it for this episode of the MLS UK show. If you've enjoyed the episode, if you're new to us, then hello, welcome. Don't forget to follow us on your podcast provider, like and subscribe on YouTube as well. But if you are following us on your podcast provider and you want to give us a rating, Elliot, there is one rule and one rule only.
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only.
And after the performances LA Galaxy have been putting in, maybe it will go to 6 stars. We always have the caveat, don't we, going 5 stars, it'll be like that for a while. Hey, they're beating LAFC. They've done well against Philadelphia as well. So who knows?
I think you're getting ahead of yourself, but okay. Yep, 5 stars, please. Thanks. Come back to me when they've got 6. It won't be this year.
A massive thank you as well to our sponsor, Soccer90.com. Remember, if you go to Soccer90.com, where all the MLS jerseys are on it, and now all the European, all the new season European jerseys, apparel is going to be on there as well. So if you find something on there that you like at the checkout in the discount code, type in MLS UK, you get 20% off. So a massive thank you to them as well. But for now, this could be the last time for a few weeks that we do an episode. This could be the last time that Elliot is not a dad as we do an episode. So for now, it is the childless... Well, I've been the childless Henry Hewitt, joined by...
Wait a minute, I just need to check my phone. There's nothing yet. I'm still the childless Elliot Holman.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See ya. Sports Social
Podcast Network. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.